This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Temperatures rising. That's the case. This song is dedicated to the global warming folks. Temperatures are rising, and they are. And it becomes old. And as a matter of fact, I find myself saying the same thing over and over again. So we can apply whatever logic we want to what happened in Hawaii and what's happening on the planet. And then, you know, you can decide who to worship after that. Speaking of people to worship, Jennifer Horn is here along with Jay Kirshner. Yes, I worship the ground you ladies walk on. Ooh, he. Ah.
Mm. About time.
What? Really, that's very nice of you, Jennifer, to say that.
I'd like my palm fronds, and Jay would like her frozen grapes, so we'll wait
really?
Here.
I have, you know, actually, Megan loves, my daughter has been here for 3 weeks, and they went home over the weekend. She and I found in the freezer upstairs and downstairs grapes. She loves to freeze grapes.
Oh, they're delicious.
And I've always wondered, I like them too, but what's the benefit?
It takes the place of like a popsicle, probably.
Oh.
Sugar.
Okay, got it. All right. Sugar is sweet, my love, and so are you. And speaking of sweetness, first 10 callers right now get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, 800-419-DOUG. That's it. 800-419-3684. Take a trip on me, in a manner of speaking. One of the things that we do during the course of this hour as we begin the week or reviewing what happened last week and some of the things we talked about that are connected to the Charts from Talkers magazine, who's having what. Number one last week, Trump's legal battles. I noticed that his legal defense fund launched, and we always have these conversations with Jennifer because she's really up on top of it. I'm not saying, Jay, that you aren't. I'm not, frankly. So I turn it to the two of you. But Jennifer, because she does more of a political show in the mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles after she's here and is the number one most popular radio personality in Los Angeles at the moment and probably continuing on now until the 12th of never. The idea that he has a legal defense fund, which is different, apparently, you can help me understand this, than his campaign fund, and the fact that people are concerned about the ethical questions that are raised by all of this, you know, they're going to be the Trump detractors who will say, oh, look, that big typo. Did you see that? Jennifer?
Yeah, it was an apostrophe omission,
right.
Essentially.
Yeah, like a big deal.
Right. It said support Donald Trump's Patriot Legal Defense Fund instead of Trump apostrophe S.
Right. All right. So, anyway, excuse me. I don't know how much further you can go with this.
Well, I think the story
the same
is that
stuff over and over
Trump
again.
Has gained a lot of support. The more that the government is coming after him, the more he is picking up in support. You've seen that in the polls. Ron DeSantis was beating him in January in a lot of the polls, and now Trump is ahead by 40 points over everybody else.
Well, that's in part. I'll give you that to a point. But the other point is that people are figuring out what a kind of a doofus.
But if they didn't like DeSantis, there's also a lot of other people in the race. And Trump is gaining support where everyone else is fighting for a small amount of support. And so I think the reason that people are jumping into Trump's camp is because even if they were looking for someone else, they feel like he's being persecuted. And so they're jumping in. They're supporting him in big numbers. The money going to Donald Trump has been big, but so have his legal bills. So what they're trying to set up is a legal defense fund that will not suck away funds from the campaign, because I think when people are donating to Trump, they just think it can go into one giant coffer. And so he's looking, or at least his people are looking, for people to not only donate to his campaign.
Why do people donate to campaigns?
But can't you also earmark what they want their donations to go towards
specifically? Yep.
Yeah.
And it may be you don't want to advance. Maybe you were one of those people who was like, well, I don't know if I want more of Trump. But then as the year went on and you saw everything coming against him, then you're one of the ones who want to support his legal fund rather than a presidential race. So there is a definition, but they are going to be watching this because they're going to want to see if there's cross mingling. You can't tell me that the IRS is not going to be all over this.
Of course, especially this IRS. All right, now speaking about the IRS and stories that continue, Hunter Biden was number two last week on the countdown. I noticed that now that Merrick Garland has elevated David Weiss to special counsel status, Republicans in Congress are opposing this. And why would that be? I would think all the Republicans would want to go get Hunter Biden.
Because this is a tactic by Merrick Garland to essentially protect Hunter Biden. So David Weiss is the one who created that deal, which would have given all future immunity to Hunter Biden, regardless of anything that he would have done. That was why Republicans didn't like this plea deal that he had taken that the judge broke apart. And he was the one who negotiated that. So now, after telling everybody he had all the power he needed, he came back and said, well, no, I need more power now. I'm a special prosecutor. So Merrick Garland lets him do it. That means that Republicans who want more information in regards to Hunter Biden or anybody that the DOJ, as I'll put air quotes around, looking at, they're going to be stonewalled. So they're not going to get any more information because it's now special counsel status. So basically, it's more protection that'll drag things out probably until after the election, and which it shouldn't be about the politics. It should be about, did the guy commit a crime? And we shouldn't be helping him out with
Well, everything's about politics. Stuff. You know that.
Well,
every
I know,
breath
but
we
that's,
take
what I'm
is
saying
about
is that
politics.
We've got to get out of this mode where it's not just about politics. Is it something good or something bad? Did Trump break the law? Did he not? Did Biden break the law? Did he not? Let's get to it and get on with it. It's like we just drag it all out.
All right. So the ups and downs of this, talking about Trump and how more people are supporting him, according to the info that you have, because of the persecution of him up and down and sideways. Now, that seems to not be the case with Hunter Biden and his father, to the point where there are a number of Democrats, not just Robert F. Kennedy Jr., but now this kid, who looks like a kid anyway, Dean Phillips, I don't know much about him. He's going to challenge President Biden for the nomination. He says that the probe into his son has, quote, compromised the president's image. And I agree with him 100%. The father can't, this is a double negative, so I'll turn it to a positive. He has to know what's going on with his son. It just doesn't make any sense when you see how close they are for him not to know anything about anything.
Of course that's
anything.
True, and he's lied about not knowing, but that's not the crime. The crime is, did he set up the scenario for his son? That's what I'm worried about.
Well, does that bring more...
from the beginning that Joe Biden's a liar, he's racist, he's done some really bad things. You know, fine, he tells us he doesn't talk to his son, he lied about that, but did he defraud the country? That's what I want to know. Did he use taxpayer dollars?
Well, I don't really... Yeah, I'm with you
on that. That is the most important question in all of this stuff.
There are a lot of important questions about Trump and Biden, which brings about the potential for people to run against them. And we don't have a Republican president now. One wonders how this all will reflect on the Republican Party as they go into an election process. And the same is true on the Democratic side. This fellow Representative Dean Phillips says that the news every day, day in, day out, is something that will not only corrupt the business of Hunter being corrupt, certainly changes the image of his father, and you certainly maintain all along that you think he's corrupt anyway. So anyway, Phillips was being interviewed, I think, on Meet the Press. I don't think the president is corrupt. I think the investigation will show that. But this is an important part of the image, and the image is doing him in essence. We live in a partisanship era, and this son being attached to this president, people are concerned, and he puts that in quotation marks, too. So, I don't know, this guy looks like just another politician to me. But then, and he was interviewed by Chuck Todd, one of the great interviewers, Jennifer and Jay, of our time. I think we all know that Chuck is the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. And nobody, he can't do it, so apparently nobody can, under the circumstances. Anyway.
Nobody wants to. What happened to all of those kids, all of those young students in kindergarten, first grade who do that video? Do you remember doing that video of, here's what I want to be when I grow up? How many said president?
Uh-huh. So
a lot of people. Many.
Yep. Yeah. Now,
and astronauts. Nobody says that.
And either. Police officers.
Yeah, nobody says that either.
By the way, there's a big NASA launch this week at Cape Kennedy. That'll be interesting to watch. We'll talk about that during the course of the week. At any rate, I mean, I don't know who this guy is, but I'm making a point here that really what's going on with Biden and his family is less than desirable for the Democrats. Now, here's another important Democrat, Joe Manchin, who says he's thinking about becoming an independent. What that will do, well, there are a couple of independents. They tend to vote with the Democrats. Certainly Bernie is one of them. Who are the others? There's a couple more.
Angus King was one.
Right.
Bernie was one. But they caucus with Democrats or Republicans. Well, in this case, both Democrats. So it doesn't necessarily
matter. Is Sinema?
Sinema is an independent now. You're right. Yep.
Yeah. What'd you say, Jay?
I didn't.
I'm hearing things. I'm listening.
I know. I was like, maybe I missed it too.
All right. So anyway, you got these people. So what do they do for the balance of power? What happens?
Oh, maybe that you thought it was Jay. So that what I was just saying is that they caucus with whatever party. In this case, all three of them are caucusing with the Democrats, the ones I just mentioned and the ones you mentioned. So it kind of adds to their total. I think Joe Manchin is looking at how to save himself because he is running against the former governor of West Virginia for Senate. And that guy is a very popular Republican. West Virginia is super duper red. And so, you know, I think Joe Manchin's looking at what could be disrupting his gravy train. And so I think the move to independent is an interesting one, both in his Senate race, but also the prospect that he's another one they say may jump into the presidential race.
I remember when Joe Lieberman, remember him? I loved him. He was a senator
sensible.
From Connecticut. Wasn't he nominated as president?
He was vice presidential alongside of
with Al
John
Gore.
Kerry, or Gore and Lieberman.
Was right. it? Yeah. At any rate, so more politics. Hoo-ha! It's 18 after with Jen, Jay, and Doug on Good Day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life-change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Who's killed their hearts much too soon?
There's a version of this by the let me think what the name of the group is. Yeah, remember Jennifer, when we used to do the Jive Aces? Wasn't that the name of the group?
Yeah.
Remember from England? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't they do a version of this song that we loved?
I thought it was the Drifters.
No. Just James.
Oh, no.
Don't confuse the matter with what you don't know, please.
With facts. Or no facts.
No, it wasn't the Drifters. It was the Jive Aces. If you check out the Jive Aces, that's something you could do, James. If you want to check out the Jive Aces and find that song, and then we put the two of them together, see which one we like better. Woo-ah, how about that for an exciting experiment? Meanwhile, it's social media time. Jennifer and Jay and I into the fight of the century. Mark Zuckerberg says Elon Musk isn't serious about a cage match and it's time to move on.
Ooh,
duh.
That's the only way to get Elon Musk serious about it. Call
right.
him out.
Talk a little trash.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Good heavens. What a bunch of nonsense. This shows you how mature these two are. Musk is 52 and Zuckerberg's 39. And he announced on Threads, he's probably the only person that's even looking at Threads now. It went up and down like a jackrabbit. Anyway, so he says, Musk isn't being serious about the fight. He said, quote, "I think we can all agree Elon isn't serious, and it's time to move on. Oh. I offered a real date. Dana White offered to make this a legit competition for charity. Elon won't confirm a date. Then he says he needs surgery, and now he asks to do a practice round in my backyard."
Elon is just funny. See, that's what people don't get. Is that he's just a weirdo, and he's like, I don't know. Yeah. The more that he's gotten attention, the more his sense of humor
stock
makes laugh.
Yeah, stock
it's
is
weird.
Gone up. Right, exactly. Well, he's a strange dude, but listen,
he wants
a lot
to
of
do
people
a practice round
very...
in his backyard.
Ha ha ha. This has been going on for two or three months, hasn't it? The cage match?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of bluster. It's a lot of bluster for sure, but it's funny.
So who's connected to the UFC here? They want to do it like it was a UFC match, apparently, or that's what the suggestion was from Zuckerberg, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I don't watch UFC, but I think Dana White got involved and said, hey, we'll give you like a venue. We'll make this a charitable. We may have all the structure in place. It's not like, you know. You just go around and shop the card of Musk and Zuckerberg.
Although, page.
I think Elon Musk, didn't he say he wanted to do it in the Roman Colosseum?
So anyway, apparently Musk has been preparing for the fight by lifting weights. I don't know how that'll have you move around faster. But anyway, he says he's getting an MRI this week of his neck and his upper back. And he said he may have to have surgery before any fight can happen. Right. And how long does it take to recover from having that surgery there?
Just a little while.
For Mr. Musk? Right. Then we had surgery. A friend of mine had 2 days of surgery last week on his back to put rods in to straighten out his discs and stuff. One day to get rid of the gluck that was in there, all the stuff that had fallen apart, and one day to put that stuff in. And I said to him, and this is about nothing that's connected to the fight except the back surgery stuff, you do that and it's going to move, the problem's going to move north or south of where the operation took place. And yep, that's what happened when he did it 10 years ago. Now he did it again because he was just in such horrible shape. Anyway, where's Bruce Lee? Who's going to train these two guys? Right?
Well, Zuckerberg's already in training. I mean, he's like some kind of crazy weapon. He's what is he, a jiu-jitsu champion or I don't know.
Yeah, he's like a black belt. Yeah.
Yep.
And Elon Musk might need a little training. I'm not sure.
Right. X is clearing out reminders of the past, auctioning off old items associated with the Twitter moniker. 584 items, memorabilia, office furniture, electronics are up for bidding. Starting at $25, if you're interested, I guess the sale is going to take place till next month, but I think that'll be exciting, right? Go get some Twitter stuff. Oh, yeah. All right, 28 after here. This is Good Day.
Food waste is the single largest component in our daily trash. I'm Holland Cook. With inflation hacks, American landfills gobble up an estimated 73 billion pounds a year, and lots of what we throw out is still edible because the way it's labeled can be confusing. If the label says, best if used before, that's when its flavor or quality will be best, not whether it's safe to eat. Use by is the last date the product is at peak quality. Other than infant formula, it's still safe. Sell by tells the retailer how long it can stay on the shelf. And freeze by dates are self-explanatory. That's what to do with markdown meat or poultry. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
Now, Mr. Ford, you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Fulton County District Attorney says presidential candidate Donald Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Democrat Fannie Willis said Trump must surrender by noon on Friday. Racketeering charges were originally developed to take down mobsters. 18 other people have also been charged in the case surrounding the 2020 election. Georgia authorities released the indictment before the grand jury in Georgia made a decision yesterday. Julian Epstein, former House Judiciary Committee special counsel, weighs in on Fox News last night.
The president asked the Secretary of State in Georgia to find 11,780 votes. I think the prosecutors are going to have to prove that he wanted the secretary and local officials to falsify the actual election returns. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be very difficult to prove.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right with you. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right now, Mama, any way you do. When I'm leaving town, baby, leaving town for sure, then you won't be bothered with me.
These are the Drifters with the original version of this song. No, actually, this song was around even before Elvis did it. This song goes, I think, back to the 40s, wow, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't it? I think, yeah, pretty sure it does. And maybe even earlier than that. It may have been one of the songs that was connected to some of the early black movements. I am vaguely remembering some of the stuff talking about it. Way back when I was a disc jerky in the 60s and 70s, that's a long gone memory, and perhaps better. I went in the direction that I went because I'd probably be homeless if I was depending on being a disc jockey surviving what's happened in the last 40 or 45 years of the radio business, and especially now with AI. We're pretty safe here. Although, didn't you tell me, Jennifer Horn, always a pleasure to have the company of Jennifer and Jay here on Good Day. Didn't you tell me, Jennifer, you used some kind of AI on your morning program at KRLA. What'd you do?
We did a couple of different experiments. So we did, early on, we did ChatGPT and just had it write, like, you know, a press release or a bio. Gets it right. I mean, scary right. And fast, in about 10 seconds. That's the kind of thing that could replace human beings, especially people who write content and stuff.
Right.
But we just did on Friday. It was crazy. We took, if you can download a minute of someone talking straight to you, so like a Trump video, not a Trump rally, or a Biden video, not a Biden speech, you know, you could take a minute of clean content. You upload it into AI, and AI can tell you anything as those people. So we did it with Joe Biden. The Joe Biden one was much more authentic than Trump. And you can even change the way, like how you can have younger-sounding Joe and you can have older-sounding Joe. I mean, it's insane. We had young-sounding Joe Biden say that he loved listening to The Morning Answer. And you wouldn't think that it wasn't him. You would think
you knew that was AI.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, we just needed it to say something, right?
Yeah,
and,
right. No,
and
I got
so
it.
We had, the Trump one was not as on point. Like, you could tell there was a little something weird with the Trump one. But,
you mean the way he sounded?
Yeah, the way the AI came out. But the AI young Joe Biden was like you were talking to him 30 years ago. It was crazy. It sounded just like him.
That's still like that today. Like 30 years ago. Okay, so we are reviewing sometimes during this hour as the week begins when Jen is here with Jay and me. Some of the things from the charts, the talk radio countdown from last week. And so the whole business of the war, the Russian-Ukrainian war, number 8 this past week, I noticed over the weekend that the Russians fired warning shots to stop a cargo ship that was traversing the Black Sea. So these warning shots were that apparently they were concerned, or they say that the manifest of the ship had been phonied up, that what was actually going on was armaments being sent in, and so they stopped the ship for inspection. The defense ministry in Moscow said that there were munitions. They sent an attack helicopter to land on the vessel. That certainly is a warlike movement. And you gotta wonder, when you look at some of the pictures coming from there, it's just the provocation and the stuff that keeps going on. You could play this game. You know, you've heard about war games, right? Playing war games.
Yep.
This stuff could go on forever and ever. These guys could be at it. You know, how long some of the breakaway states, you know, think about history, how long were certain countries at war with other countries? It went on sometimes for decades and decades and decades. So anyway, Russia said that the warship fired warning shots when the captain failed to respond to a request to stop. Now, the only question I have is to whether or not this is international waters, whether they were far enough out. I'm guessing they weren't, or the Russians wouldn't have dared. If you do that out, you know, that's a provocation. And as much as, you know, there's a lot of talk, well, we're going to go to war with you guys. Putin's a coward. He's a chicken. And so he only picked on the Ukrainians because he thought he could beat them, and time has certainly proven that wrong.
Yeah, he thought this whole thing would take 3 days top.
Yeah, right, yeah. So now
they're also, I think, enriching themselves at this moment. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they're in this holding pattern where now they've figured out how to start profiting from it.
Right.
And so it's going to be ongoing. The fact that our munitions, like our guns, that we sent to Ukraine ended up in Africa? Like, how did they get to Africa?
They were sold, thank you, on the black market.
Right.
Yeah.
This
the dark
kind of
web.
That makes people nuts. Ooh.
Yeah. So there's no, why aren't we watching them more carefully is the question, it seems to me, more closely guarding what is the present from you and me, in essence. Yep.
I'm anti-Putin. I don't want Russia to think they can just invade any country. But at the same time, you have to acknowledge the corruption that is just breeding in Eastern Europe, particularly.
It's all over the Eastern European countries. Yep. Okay. Next up, the temperature of the water here. Back to, this is related to what's going on in Hawaii, I suppose, because it's going on around the planet. And We have these people that are pounding the drum on global warming. Yes, it is a problem. Yes, the earth is changing. And we can argue from now until the 12th of never about what's causing this. But the facts are that the temperatures are increasing in the water. And so will that intensify the hurricane season? That's the question. The people at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, say this season will likely be a strong one. They've been saying that, though, for the last two or three years, and it hasn't been. And they usually judge it by what happens at the beginning of the season, i.e., June 1st is the beginning, and it goes to November. But I love this. The news headline could be record-breaking. Do you realize what phony baloney headlines these are? It could be. Maybe. It's a possibility. Okay, so what does that do for everybody? What do you know for sure? What I know for sure is there's a hurricane in the Pacific Ocean that basically helped make the situation on the island as bad as it was because of the winds. The hurricane has stayed away out in the oceans 200-300 miles away to the west of the Hawaiian Islands chain, but still that influenced what went on here. But that's a fact versus what they say. Now, the fellow who runs the National Weather Service says that, quote, there are new tools, a new hurricane model, new hurricane analysis and forecast system. And so with that, we can look into the outlook 7 days ahead of time to see whether, you know, there's going to be a problem or not. They can put the data in and they can tell 7 days, they say, before an Atlantic storm develops. And because it's El Nino, this is something you and I, Jennifer, for years and years and years and years and years have talked about, El Nino versus La Nina.
Yeah.
This is an El Nino year. It was La Nina for the last two or three years. And so that may add to it. May, I'm looking at this, they say, it may be one of the factors to consider. Well, all of this stuff, do we have hurricanes in the fall on the east? Yep, we do. Florida Keys, who knows? The water there is like 100 degrees or something, right?
That's with Hawaii, though. It seemed like really the perfect storm.
It was, yeah.
I mean, I know it's really easy to just say, well, it was all global warming or all this, but you had weather models that surprised everybody because they thought the hurricane was going to be way far south. They didn't realize it was going to create that wind tunnel.
So that's the point I'm making you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
They made all of these prognostications, and they turned out not to be true.
Right, which
that's
happens
all.
How often? Like all
often.
The time, right?
Yeah,
and
right.
Then the other thing that I just heard is that Maui Electric now, I guess there are people who have come forward saying they saw the spark.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were concerned about how it got started. And so
I think this is something
we hear in California all the time. It gets windy, a spark, and then all of a sudden, there you go.
Well, you would have the story about this because this is what happened with the horrible fire up in Santa Clara. What was it, three or four years ago?
A complete
creation of PG&E.
Yeah.
And the government, the collusion between the government of California and at that time Governor Brown.
Well,
and
the dirty secret is that Governor Brown in our state of California gave them limited liability on fire. So there was a cap in how much damage they would have to pay out. So instead of hardening their lines and their infrastructure, they said, well, it's worth it for us to just, if, you know, there's a catastrophe, pay the people off. And so they did that because the priority in the state was to do all these green initiatives. So they spent all their money and resources that they would have done in upkeep of lines on getting up to green initiatives. Now, I don't know much about Hawaii, but I know it's pretty darn liberal and down the road of climate change. I would wonder if the same thing is given, if they're saying, okay, get on the green wagon and make sure you have all of these things up to standard. Meanwhile, their infrastructure's falling apart.
Yep. Speaking of Florida and the heat, you see the story of the drivers pulling 32 cars out of a lake in Florida?
I did not.
This is the lake that is it joins the Miami International. Divers were searching for the family of a family that disappeared. And they found the family in the car, but then they found 32 other cars that are all involved in various cold cases. So the mob, when they want to get rid of somebody in Florida, they put them in the car, they kill them, and then they were dropping the cars in this lake. 32 cars. discovered in this lake.
The water's rising.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
Another delivery from Joey the Brick.
I want to know what you think of this. A lot of attention has been focused on Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, who says he doesn't think systemic racism exists. He's trying to make the doesn't he use the phrase woke supremacy
and turn that into a thing? He might. Not out of line.
No. The focus on some of the concern about how slaves develop skills, that stuff in Florida that DeSantis wanted taken out of the curriculum and all the other stuff, the stuff about slavery. Scott did say there's no silver lining to it, which of course there is not. But there are people who say that he is Tom Brown? Who is
Uncle
the
Tom.
Uncle Tom? That was it. He's an Uncle Tom.
Yeah, because he happens to be a black person.
A black Republican.
Agrees
right.
with conservative principles. Ooh,
yeah.
The whore.
Well, Larry Elder was the same way.
Yeah, and they called him names too.
Yep. So, is there a thing? He's been called a hypocrite by other. By both
so
Republicans
the
and Democrats.
The reason they're calling him a hypocrite is why he's explaining his position, and that is...
Why should he have to?
Well,
that's
no,
the
but
question.
His grandfather grew up picking cotton in the South. Mm-hmm. And so from his grandfather to his mother to now him, a sitting United States senator, that's an incredibly inspirational and powerful story. And so he's saying there is possibility in this country.
Yes. And that's the thing that I wanted to underscore here. The Democrats and the left-leaning media, like the Times and the Globe, all want to make this guy out to be somebody who should be ashamed of himself because he's a black Republican. Give me a break. 48 after here on Good Day.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O Rewards points. Limit supply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The familiar range. I was trying to think of it. What was the better word? It's not just a song. It's not a tune. It's the theme.
Notes.
Notes, yes. Here to note what's going on in the world of home improvement is Tom Kreitler. Tom at MoneyPit.com is his address. You want to send him a question. People listening to this program send questions all the time that only the master of the home. You know what? You can't use that anymore. I just remember.
No.
You're not supposed to use master at all. No. Master bedroom, can't use that anymore. You can't do any of that because it implies throwback to slavery. Anyway, the mister of the house is Tom Kreitler on the Money Pit. The Miz of the house is
How about
Leslie
your
Segrin.
Handy friend Tom is here.
My handy friend Tom is here.
Projects.
Thank you very much. Nice job, Tom. Nice save.
Let me help dig you out here.
Thank you very much. I do that all the time, and I need help. That's why Jay is here. Okay. So our listener John says he has a small ranch-style home going back to the 60s. When he takes a shower, the hot or the cold water decreases and changes temperature. Uh-huh. Is that anything to do with the fact the house was built in 67? I think it's got something to do with something else, doesn't it?
No, it back then we didn't have what's called a pressure balanced valve. And a pressure balanced valve does just that. So if you think about it, and this has happened to everybody, you know, you get in the shower and then somebody somewhere
go to a cheap motel,
flushes the toilet or does something, and then the temperature changes. It can either get, you know, screaming hot or screaming cold, but it's uncomfortable. And the reason that happens is because the volume of water, the mix, right, between hot and cold shifts. Well, what a pressure balance valve does is it keeps the mix exactly where you set it, regardless of how much water pressure is coming in hot or cold. So if one temperature goes down, it brings the second one down equally so it doesn't change. So while the flow might change, it may become stronger or weaker, the temperature mix is not going to change. So new valves today are all pressure balance valves, but if you have a house that was built in the 60s, the 70s, and even into the 80s, you may find that you don't have that kind of a shower valve, and that could be something you want to add the next time you do some plumbing work around the house.
Well, How about that? That's a great idea. And I wasn't being facetious about going to cheap hotels. A lot of times you get into even some expensive hotels I've been in last year or so. You turn on the water, you set the temperature, you get in, and it either scalds you or freezes you because there doesn't, this regulator you're explaining, apparently they don't have it.
Right.
One wonders. Maybe the bigger the hotel, the more pressure there is on the pressure.
Well, what bothers me about hotels is not so much the pressure, it's the shower head. They usually have crappy shower heads that don't have the flow, and there's no reason for that. So you can have an efficient flower head. You can have an efficient shower head that will still, you know, give you a good shower without it just trickling out.
Let's talk about all the information that's available at MoneyPit.com. That's very helpful. Here's a teaser from the next episode of the Money Pit podcast about how to make over your kitchen. Can you do it yourself? Can you buy, or do you just put new facing on cabinets? What do people do to not spend a lot of money and make their kitchen look better?
Well, there's a lot of things that you can do. I mean, I wouldn't recommend refacing. That's a big project, and it's a complicated project, and it's one that requires a lot of carpentry skills. But, for example, I had a house that I did a kitchen in not too long ago, and you think, well, kitchens are, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. Doug, I did this whole kitchen for under $5,000.
Really?
What I did was I tore out the old cabinets, and I used stock cabinets that were available from a home center.
Yeah.
And they looked pretty nice. You know, look, they're not maybe as durable and sturdy as ones that cost 10 times that much, but they were fine.
Yeah.
And the place looked good. And I changed the kitchen, the countertop I changed. I changed the flooring. I painted it. I had some lighting, you know, and it looks great. And like I said, it cost me about a few $1,000s. It didn't cost me the big major bucks that a lot of people think you have to put into a kitchen. So you don't have
A river of kitchen and bathroom contractors. They go out and they come into your house and look around and, yeah, we'll do that for $10,000 and the bathroom is $30,000. And, you know, by the time...
The pricing is based on their
what the house looks like.
Your estimation of your wallet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's how this stuff works.
You can get out of you.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so that's in the Money Pit newsletter. I'm sorry, the Money Pit podcast. Now, the newsletter has some refreshing kitchen cabinet stuff in it as well. Is this the same kind of info, or is it something
thorough? We get into different areas of it, but, you know, as we move into the fall, that's the big season for kitchen makeovers. Everybody wants to have the kitchen done for the holidays. I don't know why, but that's the season for kitchen makeovers.
Yeah.
No, we talk about, we've got some top 10 tips to prevent mold in your house. That's a really popular post on the website.
MoneyPit.com/newsletter. MoneyPit.com/podcast, and Money Pit in general. Lots of helpful info. That's why Tommy is here. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.